Russia says it helped foil Niger coup. Russia has said that its African Corps forces helped Nigerian troops repel an attempted coup in the capital, Niamey, after explosions and gunfire were reported near a key military airbase and the presidential palace. Nigerian authorities later said the rebellion had been contained. Russia said the situation was under the control of President Abdourahmane Tiani's government. The Alliance of Sahel States, comprising Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, condemned the attempted takeover as an effort to destabilize the country. The incident highlights continued security challenges in Niger, where jihadist violence persists despite the military government's closer ties with Russia and its break from Western partners. Zambian opposition leader Brian Munjubile charged with treason. Follow us on WhatsApp, LinkedIn for the latest headlines. Zambian opposition leader Brian Munjubile has been charged with treason alongside 17 others, including his running mate Makeby Zulu. This follows growing political tensions after the country's presidential election. Munjubile, who disputed President Hakainde Hichilema's victory, went into hiding after security forces raided a property linked to him in Lusaka. The security forces also killed a former cabinet minister and arrested several other politicians. The government said it recovered weapons during the operation. Munjubile's party denied allegations that it was planning an armed insurgency. Munjubile won 38% of the vote against Hichilema's 60%. The president is due to be sworn in for a second term on September 1. Turkish and Somali forces free hijacked ship off Somalia coast. Turkish and Somali forces have freed a Cameroon-flagged vessel hijacked off Somalia after a 10-day operation that left 14 suspected pirates dead. Somalia's defense ministry said 4 boats used by the pirates were destroyed, and that sustained military pressure forced the remaining attackers to abandon the vessel, which has since resumed its journey. At least 8 crew members were reportedly aboard the MV LATUF, including 1 Turkish national. Authorities did not provide details about casualties or their condition. The operation comes as piracy resurges along Somalia's coast, with at least 15 attacks recorded this year. These attacks are the highest since 2013. The resurgence of piracy in the Horn of Africa is adding to mounting challenges for international shipping in the Middle East, where vessels are already navigating around the contested Strait of Hormuz and seeking to avoid Houthi attacks in the Red Sea. Amnesty urges Kenya to act on enforced disappearances. Amnesty International Kenya has called on the government to move beyond promises and take concrete action to end enforced disappearances, establish the whereabouts of missing people, and hold those responsible accountable. The organization welcomed President William Ruto's recent statement that no Kenyan should lose their life, liberty, or dignity for criticizing the government or participating in peaceful protests, but said his words must now be matched by action. Amnesty cited 19 enforced disappearances and 69 police killings recorded so far in 2026. They also pointed to 35 verified cases included in a recent reparations framework. It urged independent investigations, accountability, and reparations for victims and families, as well as stronger protections for journalists, human rights defenders, and protesters ahead of the 2027 elections. Zimbabwe declares state of disaster after highway crash. Zimbabwe has declared a state of disaster following a devastating road crash on the Harare-Masvingo Highway that killed 27 people and left 7 others critically injured. A haulage truck carrying mining equipment from South Africa and a commuter minibus carrying members of the African Apostolic Mwanza Church were involved in an accident near Hunnisbrut Bridge in Chikamba District. The vehicles collided head-on and caught fire, with several passengers trapped inside the minibus. 24 people died at the scene, and 3 others later succumbed to their injuries at Chivhu General Hospital, while the truck driver survived and was taken to Harare for treatment. The disaster declaration will allow the government to mobilize additional resources and coordinate assistance for survivors and bereaved families. Guinea-Bissau voters head to polls on expanded presidential powers. Voters in military-run Guinea-Bissau are set to vote in a referendum on a proposed new constitution that would significantly strengthen presidential powers ahead of general elections scheduled for December. The reforms would replace the parliamentary system with a presidential one, allowing the head of state to appoint and dismiss the prime minister and government and dissolve parliament. The junta says the changes are necessary to stabilize the country's institutions before civilian rule is restored, but the opposition has urged voters to boycott the referendum, citing restrictions on public freedoms. The vote comes less than a year after the military seized power following a presidential election, adding to Guinea-Bissau's long history of coups and political instability.